Jess, and this is my good friend Rashad.
Hello, everybody.
And we are going to start off first with saying, how are you doing, buddy?
Is that to them or to me?
That's to you.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing great.
That's lovely. Thank you for asking.
How are you?
Fine. I thought I could just, like, you know,
eat. I didn't want to ask too many questions. I was asking you questions earlier. You're very defensive, so I didn't want to ask you any more questions.
Oh, my God. I don't think defensive is the right word.
It's definitely defensive.
You were asking a lot of questions, though.
Yeah.
Like, 15 questions in a row, and I was like, what is going on today?
That's how you learn, Jessica. You ask questions and you listen.
Very inquisitive nature, I suppose.
Especially after my nap.
I know. You had too much energy. Okay. So, do you want to jump right into the news? News segments?
The news people. I'm not sure where people stand on this. So the Gambit movie is definitely being made now. Even though before they were kind of, they seemed on the fence. So now it's definitely coming.
They should just push it over to the bad side of the fence.
And my question is, does anyone care?
If this movie... there are people that care, I'm sure. If this movie did not have Channing Tatum as Gambit, I would probably care. Or if this movie was not being made by Fox, I would probably care.
Yeah. He's gotten better as an actor, but I don't trust him to pull off a Cajun character.
I mean, that's my favorite X-Man.
No, it's not.
Yes, he is! Gambit is legit my favorite. So, I mean, the thing about Gambit is that he's incredibly charming and funny, and...
When's he funny?
He's always funny.
I want to see examples of him being funny.
Maybe it's just he's snarky. Maybe that's what it is. It's the snark, not so much humor.
Yeah.
I'm fond of snark. So, and I mean, you know, he's got that great accent if somebody can actually do it properly.
He can't.
Most people can't do it, I don't think. Who would you even cast in that role?
I don't think I would even make the movie, if I'm being honest with you.
I mean, Gambit as a standalone is going to be big.
Especially after Deadpool? Like, no, because...
It was such a nightmare.
So, Deadpool was created with a budget of $58 million and earned $745.7 million.
Nice.
And let's look at the projected cost of the Gambit movie. $150 million.
$150 million? That's kind of a big budget for...
It's a super big budget. He's a popular character. He is, you know, he was X-Men for a long time, but it's like he's Wolverine.
They can't even make a decent Wolverine movie.
They can barely make a decent X-Men movie, Jessica.
That's, you know what? They can't. They can't make a good X-Men movie. But I think the problem there is they get a little greedy with their characters. But if they could do like an X-Men movie with Gambit and just have like 5 X-Men, don't have like 15 of them, because that's when you get too many. You can't really house all of them in a movie.
And also, he's not really a solo character. Like Wolverine, yeah, he is part of the team ensemble, but he also has a big solo career. I don't think that Gambit has that big of a solo career. Like, you know, maybe he had a couple of spinoffs, but I can't really think of any. Like, I can't think of any like major iconic villains that he had. I'm like Wolverine. What is this movie going to be about? Is he just traveling the country with Will.i.am, just hanging out, doing stuff?
He was so bad in that Wolverine movie. He was so bad. I was like, this is not what I wanted. This is not what I deserve.
I like that they had Gambit in that movie that just kind of disappears.
Yeah, what happens to him? Yeah. Oh, they had a very bad version of Deadpool in that movie, too. So.
The worst. He started off pretty solid.
He started off very Deadpool-y, and then he took away his mouth, and everything went to shit.
And just to note earlier, so X-Men Apocalypse, total lifetime gross, just domestic, this isn't counting foreign, but domestic gross was $154 million.
Is that good?
Production budget's $178.
Oh, so it's not that good.
Yeah, I mean, they made their money back with foreign sales, too. But so this is the X-Men movie, where, like, all these characters made $154. And they're making Gambit for $150? Like,
that does seem a bit extreme.
Yeah.
What are they doing in this movie that they need that kind of budget?
I think it's just because they had a big name. I think they were just trying to go all out. You know what? I feel like someone just kind of realized, if we make a small-scale movie, good, you know, a decent story and good direction, we can make all the money. We don't need to just throw money at this like it's a strip club. And there you go.
Channing Tatum? Oh my God, you know what his backstory is going to be? He's going to be an ex-stripper or something.
I will give him credit. He's
a great dancer. Seen,
he's gotten better as an actor. I was not going to say anything about dancing. He's gotten better as an actor.
You were going to say it. You just didn't want to admit it.
His acting isn't as terrible as it used to be. Yes, we also have him in the Paula Abdul video, Jessica.
I think he is incredibly overrated.
I think you differ a lot from most people.
What does that even mean?
You're very unique.
You're saying it like it's a compliment, but I feel like it's an insult.
Because I'm from Georgia.
That's so true. We specialize
Bless your heart.
in the backhanded
Yeah.
compliments.
So.
I'm not down with it. I wasn't down with it the ins I was down with it until they announced him as Gambit, and I was like, get me out of
Even
this.
before then, I mean, I get that he's your favorite character, but I'm still like, I don't know. I feel like I feel like you need a really good story, and I don't know that they are capable of coming up that good as a story.
Well, obviously he would have to have somebody in that movie with him. It couldn't just be him
Yeah.
running around. I mean, even Deadpool had people carrying
Absolutely.
with him. So it can't just be
But I think
Gambit.
they were fortunate enough that they had Ryan Reynolds for one, and they had
True.
humor going in their favor. Like, no, it's not just actually, like, it's got a lot of humor, so.
The thing about Deadpool is I don't even think Ryan Reynolds was acting. I think that's just
Right?
personality. I mean, have you read his Twitter feed?
A little.
Oh, you should. It's a masterpiece. You should go check it out. It's amazing. But
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, like, he was just born for
he's
that.
just
Like,
that. I mean,
yeah.
that's just him. That's his personality. It's kind of like Robert Downey Jr. and Tony Stark.
Do we talk about them replacing Tony Stark?
No, I mean, it's inevitable.
No, I mean, no, not in the movies, in the comic book.
Oh,
The new
Iron
Iron Man.
Woman.
It's two Iron Man. There's the 15-year-old girl, and actually, you're gonna have a Doctor Doom series called the Infamous Iron Man.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You need to tell me about that because that sounds amazing.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, the Infamous Doctor Doom, I believe it's called, and
Shut your.
he'll be kind of taking over the main
What are
series.
you even talking about? Are you talking about like one of my favorite superheroes and one of my favorite supervillains? Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
Shut your mouth. I am excited. We have to talk about that with Zach when he's on next week because I'm excited about that.
Do.
You need to send me some stuff on it.
I will. Okay, I can do that.
But yeah, we didn't talk about the we didn't talk about Tony Stark being replaced.
So here's something that will surprise you.
All right.
Apparently on Reddit there's a, I don't know, it seems like there's a, people are trying to campaign the downvote positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes for a Ghostbusters movie.
That sounds like a dick move.
Yeah, but are you surprised?
No.
It's
I can
just,
tell you
it's like,
exactly who it is, too.
who?
Patriarchy.
Patriarchy.
You want.
I find this whole thing funny because I feel like both sides are just like out of control. Like there's a New York Times article on the review, and the title of the review is "Girls Rule, Women Are Funny, Get Over It." I'm like, how is that the title of your review? Like, I feel like you went into this with no objectivity whatsoever. You probably did, but your title just leads me to believe that. Good news for you, since you're going to see the movie. The reviews seem to be,
Am I going?
yeah,
But I have heard that the reviews are.
they're not as bad as we're expecting.
No, I.
Based on the trailers, like, and that's the thing. So, like, I even heard like a few reviewers say they're like, when they show those clips out of context, they're like, "You're right, it does look terrible." They're like, "It works in the movie when you see the whole thing," but they're like, "Yeah, they should not have shown those." So, what I hope about this movie is that everyone learns a lesson, and that is, hire a good marketing team. Like,
Amen.
the marketing for this, however, this movie could have been perfect, but the marketing was the worst. When you're letting your director talk shit about fans, and you have like your stars talking shit. When you dedicate scenes to the movie to talking crap on people, and that's part of your publicity campaign, you're not doing a good job.
Okay, that's the thing. Like, they could have just released that terrible trailer, like a bad trailer. Because we've all seen trailers that look really amazing, but then like you go to the movie and it's garbage.
Looking at you, Phantom Menace.
Oh God, don't even get me started. So like, obviously it can work the other way around. So
Can't.
I mean, it's just one of those things. It's just like you're gonna have to go see it to see if it's
Yeah,
really.
and someone actually made a good point. Like, I haven't seen a lot of his movies, but there's like a super cut. Most of his trailers are bad. Like, for his movies, like, I was like, oh yeah, these all are kind of terrible. Like, I haven't seen the movies except for Bridesmaids, so I don't know if the movies are actually good, but I was like, oh yeah, these trailers aren't very, they're not getting me excited about this movie at all. So maybe that's just a comedy thing. Like, making comedy, I mean, trailers for comedies is just really tough.
Yeah, I think I've only seen his the other movie he's seen. Yeah, Bridesmaid, which I
Bridesmaids.
love. It's hilarious. Okay, the thing about comedies is like, what can you really show in a trailer that's going to lure you into a comedy? I mean, they can
Yeah.
give you a few punchlines and stuff like that. It's not like an action movie where they can show you a few glimpses of a fight scene. You're like, I'm going to see that shit
Yeah.
tomorrow.
Like
But
Batman, right? They show that clip of the warehouse. You're like, holy
yeah,
shit.
and you're like, this is gonna be amazing. And then you
Yeah.
get there and you're like, that's the only good part of the movie.
Not only is it the only good part, but it's 2 hours and 15 minutes in, and you're just
It's
like,
very far into the movie.
oh,
And
we did it
that's the
again.
thing about comedy is like with comedies I like word of mouth better, especially if it's from somebody that has a similar
Yeah.
sense of humor to me, because the humor is a very personal thing, I think. It's kind of like, I mean, you can make an action movie and it can appeal to a lot of people. You can make a drama and it can appeal to a lot of people. Comedy, everybody, there are some people that have a really jacked up sense of humor.
Yeah.
I.e. us. Or there's some people that like very chill, light. Let's keep it calm, everyone. Let's not go into the dark zone. Let's not do the weird death jokes.
It is a big problem because all film is subjective, but comedy is even more subjective. So now you have like a whole separate layer.
Yes, it's, and I mean, and it doesn't appeal to all the same people. That's the thing.
There's a Will Ferrell movie. I can't remember which one, but I saw the trailer and I saw the movie and all the jokes were in the trailer. And I was just like, you can't, it goes both ways too.
And you can't even narrow that down either.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, I didn't even see the movie. I've already saw the best parts of this movie in 2 5-minute trailers.
Now, there is that one movie, The Night Before, with Seth Rogen and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah. Mackie. I love that.
That trailer legitimately made me laugh out loud. Like, it was like one of those startled laughs, like I wasn't expecting it.
Like, is it the scene where he walks into the bar, he sees the Jewish guys, and he's like...
No, it's when he's in the church. And he goes, "Who's that guy?" And it's Jesus. And
oh,
he
holds Jesus! His hands out. Yeah.
And he's like, "Hi," I guess. And when he did the thing with the hands, I thought I was gonna die the first time. Like, I saw
we didn't
him.
Do that. So we didn't do that.
And he's like wearing that Jewish sweater in the middle of a Catholic church. I was like, "This is a beautiful thing." I was dying. I really was.
Catholic. I knew you would love that.
My family's Catholic. But anyway, so yeah, that's, I don't know, dude. I mean, am I going to see it? Is that my homework?
Yeah.
All right.
Start doing this. I'll cover Suicide Squad.
I'm going to go see Suicide Squad.
Okay, we can both go see it then.
Well, then how come I get two movies and you only have to go see one?
Because you're choosing the second. What else would you like me to go see then? I'm watching the original Ghostbusters. Is that enough?
That is not fair.
How's it not fair? You're all about feminism. You have to go support it. Because you're all like, feminism, patriarchy, blah, blah, blah.
What?
Yeah, that's you.
Are you talking about?
You're like, feminism, patriarchy, fight it, blah, blah, blah. If you don't go see this movie and give them your money, you're part of the problem.
Oh, my
God. You have to give them your money.
I hate you so much.
I know.
I'm not the first person to say that today. Huh?
You're not the first person to say that today.
I say that to you every day.
Yeah. That's true.
Maybe more than once.
So, since you're hooked, why don't you tell us about the next story?
Oh, so I downloaded Pokemon Go yesterday morning. And okay, I wasn't going to do it, okay? But my curiosity got the better of me. And today, while on my lunch break, I went to Publix to pick up a sandwich, and I caught 6 Pokemon in the parking lot.
And ever since then, you've been hooked.
I'm kind of addicted to it. There's a lot of problems with it. I mean, the GPS is absolute garbage on it. Like, it does not know where the fuck you are.
You have to triangulate it.
It's terrible. Let me tell you.
No, you have to triangulate it.
What do you mean triangulate? What am I supposed to do?
I'll send you a diagram about it. But there's a special way.
That sounds like way too much damn work.
You have to walk towards the Pokemon, then kind of walk away, then move to the left, to the right, and you have to triangulate the position of the Pokemon.
See, like, even when you're moving. Like, when you have it pulled up and you're watching your avatar move around, she's not necessarily going in the same direction you are. So, it's kind of like, you kind of just happen upon them.
Yeah.
But,
why don't you tell us the premise of this game? So, you're just kind of walking around and...
Basically, you open the app, and it stays, the game will stay on. Like, it won't, your phone won't shut off while it's on. And then it shows you in real time where you're at, and you walk around, and you can catch different Pokemon. Like,
so it's augmented reality?
I guess, in a way. Okay. But they'll pop up on, it'll pop up on your screen, and then you tap it, and then it'll open up your phone app. Your camera app. And you can actually see the Pokemon through your camera.
So that part's augmented reality. Okay.
You can see it through the camera, and then you have to flick the Pokeball at it. And, of course, you can miss and then waste all your Pokeballs, which sucks if you do that. And then you have to go to, you have to, find a place where they have, a store. And you actually have to go to these places. You can't.
Yeah, PokeStop. That's one of the things I want to talk about, actually, because I can't tell someone that Nintendo is, retarded or best troll ever.
That is what you want to use, buddy.
So, one of their PokeStops is, there's one in Australia. It's a police station. There's another one that's the Holocaust Museum in D.C. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the Westboro Baptist Church. I
That
was
is
like,
kind of hilarious.
yeah. I was like, so
Well,
a
I've
police
noticed
station,
a lot of
a
these
Holocaust
places.
museum, which is a very serious place in the
Well, I think a lot
most
of these,
hated people on Earth.
a lot of these places like that, like the gyms and stuff like that, are big places, like big landmarks, like hospitals and museums and
The
things of that
hospitals.
nature.
No,
Seriously.
I know.
So, like,
It's just laughing.
when you're there and you check in, you can go to that gym and you can
Yeah.
train or whatever, battle, whatever. And so,
I just feel like maybe not all places are built equal.
and I mean, like, depending on your area, you might not have any Pokemon around you. So, and
Yeah,
it's all about where you're at. I mean, like, and the bad thing about it is like when you leave the app or the game open and like you're driving, which do not do, because you can, I mean, it shows you everything you're passing and all that other stuff. I mean, it's just as bad.
Did you do that?
No, maybe I turned
Yeah.
it off though,
That's
because I
bad.
left it open because I was walking to my car and I was checking the area I was around. I did stop in the middle of a parking lot today, and I was like, well, that's a bad sign. But
Yeah.
and then you have to stop because that's the only way you can catch them, because if you keep walking, they're not in that area. You
I
see
gotcha.
the
Yeah.
problem? Somebody's gonna get hit by a car, I'm telling
I'm sure people are smart enough to get out the way.
you. But James and I were talking about how like it could be used as a good marketing ploy. Like if you wanted to have people come to your store or something, like I saw a thing on Tumblr today. It was like a sign for a coffee shop, and they were saying, if you come in and you catch a Pokemon in our store, outside of our store, show us the picture, and you buy a bagel with cream cheese, you get a free drink.
I saw that, yeah. And there's another one. It's like Pokemon are for paying customers only. I was just
That
laughing.
is adorable and kind of hilarious.
Yeah, it's like paying customers only.
Yeah, and
There's actually, I guess, a thing where people like Uber drivers are starting up things like you drive people around,
that
and then
is
they'll just
brilliant. Let me tell you something. That is a really good idea.
yeah. It's like isn't the whole point of the game to like get out and exercise?
Well, apparently that's working too.
Yeah,
But I mean,
gotcha.
it's just, I'm sure it's a gimmick and it's going to go away. I mean, it is very addicting. It's very fun to catch the Pokemon as long as you don't miss them. Because once you start throwing five Pokeballs and you're just like, motherfucker.
Is that when you pay real money?
I haven't had to pay any real money. It hasn't asked me for any real money.
Okay.
So I think you get more when you level up. Like they give you more Pokeballs. And then when you go to the
I'm just
Pokestore,
trying to figure out how they make money off this.
I don't know.
So,
I'm sure there's
okay.
stuff that you can buy, but I don't do that in games anyway, so. Now I'm sure kids are a little bit more susceptible to that.
Yeah. Oh, I was also a bit disturbed at someone at the Westboro Baptist Church. I shouldn't be surprised as playing with a hateful username. I was like, oh.
Are you surprised?
I'm like, I mean, there's still a church, though, right? Like, even if they're like technically a
Allegedly,
hate
they're still
group,
a church. No,
yeah.
they're a straight up hate group, is what they are.
I feel like there'd be a hate
Hiding
group
under the
and put
guise of
church
a
in your name. You
church.
should still pretend like, well, try to fake it a little bit, right? Like, they're not even trying.
They're horrible, horrible people.
I just started amusing how they were just like, oh yeah, we're just putting our Pokestops and gems wherever.
Yeah, they, I mean, they
Up
put
there.
in, it's weird. Like how, I don't know how they decided it, but I mean,
Yeah.
it's kind of weird how the landmarks come up and stuff like that when you're walking around, but it's addicting. I get it. I understand. Especially if you liked Pokemon when you were a kid or a teenager.
Did
Man.
you?
I didn't play Pokemon.
Yeah.
I did like the anime
Okay, I was like, I feel like we were
movies.
old enough just to kind of like barely
Barely.
catch it when it started, like.
I think if we had been younger when the card game came out and the video games came out, we would have been in trouble.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that would definitely appeal to me and you, I think. Even now, I think I could pick up a Pokemon game like on a DS or something and be completely hooked on it.
Can see that.
Yeah, 100%.
You have that kind of personality.
I like Animal Crossing and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, yeah, I'm 100% going to be behind that. Animal Crossing has like this calming effect on me. Like, I don't know what it is about it, but it's just like, it's a very soothing game.
So that's how we ease a murderous rage.
It's not a stressful game unless you're trying to
Okay.
pay off that loan.
Yeah.
You ever played Animal Crossing
No.
or Harvest Moon?
Nope.
Dude, I'm so upset with you.
Why?
Because they're both very charming
Yeah.
games.
Sorry. A couple of my other games. I finally left all my other MMOs and went back to WoW.
Oh, you did go back to WoW.
Yeah. I tried ESO.
How's it
I mean,
go?
it's not, ESO isn't bad, but like the way it works is you play the game, you get a lot of gameplay, but once you beat like the first area, like basically you beat your it's like three different factions. Once you beat your faction storyline, you go to a different faction, play their storyline. So I've done two factions already. I'm just kind of like, all right, I feel like that's good enough.
And yet you're trying to get me to play it.
Yeah.
Everybody says it's such a mediocre game, though. But tell me about WoW. Are you enjoying it again?
I am. It's
That's good.
very different. And having being older is so much different. Like, the graphics aren't quite what I'm used to. Because, like, Black Desert and ESO looked very good. Star Wars looked questionable. But, like, Star Wars, when it came out, SWTOR is basically a clone of WoW. Like, the graphics are kind of the same. The build, like, the way everything worked was pretty much like WoW. But, yeah, I'm enjoying it. I just need to get
That's
back
good.
into it. Figure out what I'm doing.
You can ease
That's
back
my
into it.
Animal Crossing.
You know, my friend Joe, who is on the Couch Potato Podcast, plays WoW.
Oh, okay.
Actually, both of them do, I do believe. Joe and Jeff play the WoW.
The wow, is that like
Play
it?
the WoW. The only reason why I don't play WoW, well,
Don't have a computer.
there's that reason, but I think that I would be lost forever. You guys,
Right.
you'd never see me again, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a job. We see you.
I do have to go to my job.
While you leave for your job, we'll have your husband trash your computer.
That's not very nice.
Hey.
I wouldn't have your wife do that to yours.
Well, I wouldn't disappear on you, so we're good.
But if you got a good enough game, you would.
Yeah. This is all distraction till a decent game finally comes out.
See, go play some Animal Crossing. Calm it down, buddy. Take it down a notch.
Calm it
Play
down.
some Harvest Moon.
Okay.
Very cute. You get animals, you get to farm. It's adorable.
And then what?
I don't know. You build your house, you get married, you have some kids. I don't know. I know it sounds asinine, but it's really just charming and adorable.
Kind of sounds asinine.
Most games are, though, aren't they?
It's funny you say that, though. Speaking of asinine, do you have HBO Go?
Yes.
Do you actually have, or are you just using someone else's password?
No, we have HBO Go.
Yeah, okay. How many people have your password?
Nobody.
Oh, well, good for you, because the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals just ruled it a federal crime.
Yes, I saw that article.
Which is,
So
I
what
mean,
happens
we
if I
usually try to
change it to
avoid
admit it on
politics.
your podcast? You asshats.
I've never actually met anyone that has an HBO Go account. Usually it's like, oh yeah, I'm using so and so's account.
Yeah. Well,
We can hear you typing. You know that, right?
but
As you're typing curse words at me.
you don't know what I'm typing. But anyway, yeah, I kind of thought that was a dick move, but I kind of understand it at the same time.
I'm torn because so they kind of made it as a law just to prosecute somebody, and they're kind of like, oh no, we're not going to use this for, other people. This is just to prosecute this one person until it's not. Like, some bigwigs from Netflix and HBO came out. I was like, no, we don't care about people sharing passwords. Like, the guy from HBO said, we're interested in getting people addicted.
Well, they certainly
Trying to
do.
make addicts, so. I mean,
But
it's a
isn't
federal crime, it doesn't matter, right? If you do
Yeah.
it, they catch you, they can prosecute you, and it can happen.
That's unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate.
I mean,
The whole thing's stupid. Like, I'm not saying the original guy was wrong, wasn't wrong, but are you that desperate to prosecute him when you're just playing these kind of.
I'm hoping that's not the first criminals you're going after. I really hope that there's bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, I mean, you hope. But
Going
that's always
after
the problem with these
people.
kind of
Oh,
laws.
so
They
and so
can
got
use it.
arrested because they had somebody else's HBO Go log in. You're just like, really? Of all the things? How
Yeah,
much
they
is
wrong.
HBO Go a month anyway?
I don't know, you have it. How much you pay?
I think it's like $15.
Is it $15?
15 or $20. See, that's the
Oof.
thing about theirs. It's like, it's way too expensive
Yeah.
when you can. I mean,
Showtime's like $8.99.
is it?
Or is
It's
it
not bad.
Stars? I don't know.
It's probably Stars because
Whoever has Black Sales was $8.99.
I don't know who has Black
Because I saw
Sales.
on Amazon today during Prime Day.
Prime Day.
Which is, once
Did you
again,
buy the
not
Squatty Potty?
great. I did not.
That's unfortunate. It's
That was
supposed
all
to
for you.
revolutionize the way you poop.
But when I told you about it, you're just like, whatever.
Well, I
Meh.
was also busy when you sent me that text, so I didn't have a lot of.
You were at work.
Anyway, let's not talk about that. Now we have to
Give you the
cut that
greatest
out.
revenge.
Oh my God.
And you don't want to say you were training somebody.
I don't want any of that.
You don't want. too bad.
I'm going to go through it, and I'll tell you where the timestamp is later.
Don't bother.
You said, please.
I want them to know you actually have a job. You're not just some weirdo.
Everybody knows I have a job.
They don't.
Yes, they do. What were we talking about? Why the fuck did it go down this road?
Because you're a weirdo. Sharing your password is a federal crime?
Mm.
You hope they won't use it against people, but they might?
I hope they don't. That would be such a stupid-ass thing to do. Like, there is just bigger shit to worry about. I mean, really.
I know. And normally, I try to avoid anything political, but that just annoyed me so much.
It's not very political. Like, the thing about it is like, most people, eventually, if they like it enough, they're probably going to get it themselves anyway.
Yeah.
Just so they don't have to deal with, you know.
Because I know Netflix, like, when I first had Netflix, you have like up to 4 or 5 screens, and now they have a different plan where it's like there's a 2-screen plan, a 4-screen plan, so it's not like you can even use it that often.
A 4-screen plan? What does that even mean?
4 different devices can be streaming at the same time.
What?
Because they can see how often it's being used. Like,
I think ours must be 2-screen.
Maybe.
I don't know, because we can both watch Netflix at the same time. It's fine.
Yeah, the minimum's 2, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, some people get their password.
There's only 2 of us in here anyway.
But we'll see. Like, I don't know. I'm not very hopeful that it will never be used improperly.
I mean, people are still going to do it.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, people still pirate things all the time. Who cares?
Yeah, well, RIA does. That's kind of a shame that ruined the music. That really ruined the music industry. Like, I feel like they were still okay until they started suing their customers.
Oh, you're talking about like Napster and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It was a huge bummer. That.
Like, they were suing, like, old women who didn't own computers. They were suing people, and it turned out that person was dead. Like, just shit like that.
It's kind of a dick move. Like, a huge dick move.
Yeah.
I mean, now they have all these streaming services, and then, you know.
It's like, oh, look at that. You gave people what they were looking for, and you made money. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you provided a service, and it worked.
Right. Greed gets to people, man. I mean, I understand that people want to get paid for stuff that they create and they sell to the, they give to the world. Like, if it costs them money to make it, then yeah, I understand that they want to make money back. But at the same time, you don't want to get so greedy to the point where you are suing old ladies.
Yeah, and it's kind of, that's what soured me on Metallica, because he's like, when he's talking about the money, I'm like, you guys are rich as fuck. Like, what are you talking about? These are the same guys that when they first started, they gave away their CDs or their tapes for free. And they would throw out
just to be heard. Yeah. Just to be heard.
Like, listen to it. Give it to a friend.
Grandmas.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. That really did make me mad when they started doing that. I lost a little respect for them.
Yeah, because I was like, let's be honest. It's not about getting paid. It's about making a whole bunch of money. That's what you're interested in, is making a lot of money. Which is fine. No one goes to work because they love their job. They go to work to get paid. Just be honest about it.
Don't talk
about,
like, musicians too.
I mean, it seems so, right? Like, if you're really worried about getting, I mean, doing the art and not getting paid, would you be suing them for stuff like that?
That's true.
Yeah.
Look at you blowing right? my mind.
Speaking of blowing your mind.
Oh God.
That's not a very good segue.
Oh,
San Diego Comic Con.
I was going to say, isn't the next one San Diego? Comic-Con? Comic-Con hasn't even happened yet, so nothing's blown my mind.
It would blow our mind if we ever got to go.
Probably.
I don't see that happening.
I don't think I could ever get into Hall H, though, so I think that, like...
No. That's what I'm saying, Jess. We
think some of that would be null and void.
But just as big, like, New York Comic-Con, I think we could get in.
Yeah, it's New York.
You have to come up here eventually anyway.
Why?
Why so good?
To New visit? York! You don't live in New York! Don't people know you live in Canada?
I live close to New York. So if you have to come up all the way up here anyway.
How far is New York from where you
live? I drove once. It was 18 terrible. 18 hours away. Well, that's the thing. The thing I learned after I drove there was you don't drive to New York.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Because I didn't know better. I was like 23. Leave me alone.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, buddy.
So what are you looking forward to? Day.
Oh, for San Diego?
Yeah. Are you excited about anything?
I'm excited about the Supernatural panel. So I can see the boys and hear about season 12. Misha already talked about some of season 12 about Castiel, so I'm kind of excited about that. It sounds like he's gonna be a badass. I haven't heard anything else though.
That's it.
But I am excited about the panel, so I'm sure they'll have news to say.
Actually, a few TV shows I'm excited about.
I'm looking forward to Marvel's panel.
Which one in particular?
I'm looking forward to
Say it.
Thor Ragnarok.
Oh.
What did you think? Doctor
Luke
Strange.
Cage.
Oh yeah, Luke Cage. I forgot about
I
that.
think they're going to show the first episode.
Oh, that would be legit. I'm excited. I forgot all about that. Hey,
Yeah.
what? I need more Jessica Jones.
I think it's coming.
I'm sure that's all going to be shown there.
I feel like they're getting distracted. It seems like every time I turn around, they're like, okay, this TV show did so great. We're going to make another season. I'm like, wait, what happened to the Defenders? Like,
I don't
I feel like they're
care.
getting sidetracked.
I want more Jessica Jones because
I want Defenders.
was so great. Her show was so great, and people underestimate it so much, and I'm really upset that
Do
people.
they?
Yes, they
You say
really
that about
do.
everything. I feel like the people in your family
No.
are on people.
Maybe. Or maybe I'm on the internet with the wrong people.
Which is weird because I've met your friends and.
It's not my friends, it's the
Oh.
fucking internet.
Oh, it's internet. Well, yeah, that's your
My
problem.
friends are all geniuses and they know good stuff when they see it, for the most part.
All of them are geniuses.
Yeah. Do you think I'm friends with people that I don't think are intelligent and awesome?
I mean, genius is a big jump, though.
No, all my friends are geniuses. They really are.
Like Dr. Doom level genius, or like
You say Dr. Doom?
yeah.
You mean like narcissistic and crazy? No.
No, I said like Dr. Doom genius
Because
level.
you know only narcissists talk in third person, right?
That's not true.
It's kind of true. Rashad
I do it all the time.
did not approve of this today.
No, I didn't. And I let everyone know.
You think Dr. Doom calls himself Doomy?
No.
Oh my God. But yeah, Jessica Jones, I need more of that. Luke Cage
Agree.
looks like it's gonna be awesome. I did see that teaser trailer they had for that.
Oh, yeah.
So that will be. He's a really good character, though. Like, I really liked his dynamic with her anyway, and I was
I
kind
love the
of bummed.
part when they were having sex and said "Sweet Christmas."
Dude,
I'm like,
I
oh my
was
God, they
like.
used it! They used it!
I was like, they can both be with each other and not worry about the other. I was like, yep, this is amazing. I want to be Luke Cage. No, I want to be Jessica Jones.
So,
Definitely don't want to be Kilgrave.
why not?
Ah, he scares me. He's the worst kind of bad guy.
He
But in a
doesn't
very
believe he's bad.
he doesn't believe he's bad, but he's also incredibly charismatic. And he's got that charming accent, so it's very.
So you're in love with him.
I'm not in love with him. Are you not in love with David Tennant?
I mean, I am, but not because he plays a charming bad guy.
Because you like the 10th Doctor the best.
He's the best doctor.
He's not the best doctor. He's a
Definitely is.
good doctor.
Okay.
That reminds me, I read an article
Matt
saying.
Smith coming back?
Yeah, did you read
Please
that?
no. Yeah,
I don't
please
want that to
no.
happen.
Me
Listen,
neither.
I loved Matt Smith and I loved the 11th Doctor. I loved it. But I don't ever want them to go back to a previous actor.
Unless it's for David Tennant.
No, I don't even want it for David Tennant. I think that's. I can't even. I feel like giving my opinion on this is kind of. Like, I haven't earned it because I haven't been a fan of Doctor Who as long as some people, and they'll probably be like, oh, what does she know?
You mean since the 60s?
Yeah.
That's weird.
But I really don't think they should go back
Did you
to
watch the
another.
older episodes?
I've seen older episodes, yeah. Like, I've seen
Yeah.
some with the fourth Doctor, which was really good. He was very charming. I've seen some with the sixth Doctor, and I've seen the movie, of course, with the eighth Doctor. That one's, eh. But
Yeah.
he's a very good doctor. Like, did you
Yeah.
see that short that they had before the 50th
Yes.
anniversary? That was amazing.
It
Like, I
was.
would absolutely love to see more time with him as the doctor. Like, if they went back and did like a either like a separate movie or a separate like short internet series about him, I would love to see that.
Yeah, he doesn't get a lot of love, it seems
He
like.
doesn't, and he was so like that short just like made my day when I saw it. But I really don't want them to go back to another actor. I would rather just have a new doctor because that's what Doctor Who is about. I mean, it's not about, I mean, it's regeneration.
Yeah.
I mean, we can accept Capaldi's face as it is now from, you know, that guy that he saved at, oh my God, Pompeii. That's fine. I can accept that
I
reasoning. I can't accept going back
thought they
to,
were going to explain that.
they did explain it.
Oh,
Maybe
okay.
if you had watched the newest season, you would know that. But what do I know?
I don't know. You refuse to tell what you know, so.
Well, that's because you have the material, you just refuse to watch it. Or you could just Google it.
It's because you're a snob and you just
It's not
refuse
that
to
I'm a
share.
snob.
It is.
It's not that I refuse to share. It's just like I don't want
Yeah.
to.
Okay.
Anyway.
So I have a choice, and it's going to sound crazy.
Wait, did you talk about what you were excited about? I...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But
Oh, okay.
it's going to sound crazy, so I was going to give you a heads up.
All right, I'm ready.
Riverdale.
Riverdale.
So let me read this description to
Wait,
you.
wait, wait. That just came to me of what that is. There's
Yeah.
an Archie comic?
Well, let me read the description to you.
Okay.
Riverdale is a subversive take on Archie, Betty, Veronica, and their friends exploring the surrealism of small town life, the darkness and weirdness bubbling beneath Riverdale's wholesome facade.
Did you say
So it's a
the
CW show, so you already know what kind of show it is. But
Wait. That's not fair.
what?
Supernatural is a CW show.
I feel like Supernatural and Flash are the exceptions to the rule.
You're probably right.
Yeah, so
I
it's a
know you're right.
CW teen drama. It's supposed to be a subversive take on Archie comics, and I'm just like,
Are they named the same? Are the characters the same names? Is there a Jughead?
yeah. Well, Archie Andrews, yeah, Archie Andrews, Jughead Jones, Betty Cooper, Veronica Lodge. It just sounds so. I know it sounds stupid. Like I hear it, like that sounds stupid. But at the same time, I'm like, I kind of want to see how that works. Does it work? Because I feel like this could be really good or really bad. I feel like it's gonna be either one or the other. It's not gonna be in the middle. It's gonna be awful or it's gonna be amazing.
I
It can only be one or the other, right?
you have
It's gotta
stunned
be
me into
awful or it's
silence.
gotta be. I know.
I can't believe this is a thing. I can't even believe this is a
Me
thing.
neither. I was like, wait, what?
When you
Like,
said
I don't
Riverdale,
know.
I'm like, where do I know that from?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Who does? So
I
bring
guess
your.
I would watch an episode. What if we watch it and it's amazing?
That's all, yeah, I know.
What if it's good?
Because it's gotta be one or the other. Like, I really feel like this would be one or the other. It's gonna be terrible or it's gonna be amazing.
It's not that I hate CW shows because, like, I used to watch Vampire Diaries and all that, and I love that show. I mean, they got to this point where, of course, they lost me.
Yeah, they just do.
Not all shows, but a lot of shows do, and I just can't. I don't know. I can't picture it because all I can see in my head is the comic.
Yeah.
Is the Archie Ginger? Has he been cast? Is he Ginger? He better be Ginger.
Yeah, he has been cast.
Ginger. Who is it?
Hold on. I didn't realize you were so interested in gingers.
Well, it kind of freaked me out. I don't know what to do with this information.
What information? Where is that? Roger Burdale. My name's Jessica. I ask unexpected questions. KG Appa.
I don't know who that is.
Me neither. Yeah.
Buddy, you've just like completely blown my mind.
Thank you. I try. And the other show is Powerless.
What's that about?
It's a DC show. So it's basically there's an insurance company, and they kind of like they insure things in a world where superheroes exist. It's an NBC show. It's DC. It's in the set around the DC universe, but as far as I know, they're not using DC characters like traditional characters like Superman or whatever. So it's like, think The Office, but if there were superheroes flying around wrecking shit,
So
and they sold insurance, not paper.
is it like a comedy?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds fascinating.
They describe it as a workplace comedy.
That
Danny
sounds.
Pudi's in it.
Is he?
Yep. Alan Tudyk?
Is he?
Yeah.
Wash.
And your favorite, Vanessa Hudgens.
Why would you say she's my favorite?
I don't know. Just to know you mostly. Did it work? I think it did.
Kind of.
I think it did. All right, so.
Did you hear about the anti-piracy tech that they're going to be having at San Diego Comic-Con?
No, I didn't.
Allegedly, they're going to have. At least this is what James Gunn was saying on his Facebook page. I don't know if this is true, but they're supposed to have it for Hall H to keep stuff from leaking.
God forbid you get your fans
I'm sure
excited.
he's bringing some Guardians Volume 2 stuff with him.
Absolutely.
And so I bet they're going to have like some really cool shit. But
I
see,
don't
like
know.
we all depend on that stuff to leak.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're gonna have this huge convention that's impossible to get into, and we're also doing everything we can to make sure that none of it gets out.
Those people wait for like 25 hours to get into Hall H.
They
Like,
do.
those people buy tickets to Comic Con just to get into Hall H. And that's all they do all weekend.
Yeah.
But I read that and I was like, is that?
And that's what I don't like about Comic-Con too, is like they refuse to move the venue. Like, move it to Vegas. Like, why aren't you doing this in Vegas? Like,
Move it somewhere bigger. Put it in a
I went to
fucking
San Diego
field
for
or
an orthopedic
something.
conference,
Yeah, you
and
could.
yeah, and we went to the convention center in San Diego. And I mean, it didn't even use the whole convention center, and we were still like, we had a hotel, like, not super far out, but we were not close. Like, we were getting up early in the morning to get there on time. Like, it's not as huge as you expect for something that big. And this was just for an orthopedic conference. I mean, it's a big orthopedic conference, but it wasn't using all of the different halls and everything for the convention center.
I can't even imagine how many people. I mean, like, I can't even imagine that con at
Yeah,
this
so
point. I mean, even just
it's
looking at the
huge.
floor, like looking at the dealer floor and all that, you're just like,
Yeah.
whoa.
And as big as it is, you still need like a lottery type system to get to buy a ticket.
It's
So,
the largest convention in the United States. I mean,
just move it to Las Vegas. Like, Las Vegas has so much more space.
I don't think they're
There's
ever.
hotels everywhere. Like, you could just, and like they've been talking about expanding for a while now, but they just kind of, they never do. It's like, oh, we're gonna expand it out to come to try to accommodate more people. It never happens. So I can only imagine being there for a smaller conference, what it must be like being there for Comic-Con.
It would be insane.
Yeah.
Don't know, man. I don't think they're ever gonna do it. They're just gonna keep on. I think they're just gonna hope that people just dwindle down. I mean, it's impossible to get in.
Yeah, that's why they just need to move it. Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah. So, what's this tech they're using?
I don't know. That's all I wrote down. But they're
You know
supposed to be
what?
using some kind of tech. You can go look at it on the picture. I didn't do much research into
Why
it.
would you bring it up?
I don't know. Hold on.
You look it up now, just edit all this bullshit out.
Excuse me. Did you not just look up stuff when I was asking you questions?
Yeah, but I had
Huh?
the
Huh?
bulk of my
Hey,
story. You're
hey,
asking about
hey,
specific actors.
hey,
You brought up a story with no details.
San Diego Comic-Con is implementing new anti-piracy tech. This is from Screen Rant. You bitch. Since you're going to be
My
so
God.
amplified.
Why'd you bring it up?
Oh my God, like you haven't brought something up that you are not completely
All you had was their free new
God.
technology.
Oh yeah.
It's
James.
from Apple. Remotely disable iPhone cameras.
Just iPhone though? What are they gonna do about the thousands of other people that don't even use Apple products anymore?
It actually says it wouldn't prevent any Android users from recording footage.
That's kind of stupid. You Googled a lot faster than me.
Yeah.
Oh, look at James Gunn and the raccoon. That's adorable.
So there's two issues, like you pointed out, there's two issues here. It's disabling iPhones and only iPhones. And secondly, how exactly are they remotely disabling people's iPhones? Like, did
I
Apple
don't
build some kind
know.
of back door where it's just, there's so much wrong with this?
I wonder if I wanted to just drop an EMP in the middle of the fucking hall.
That's so crazy to me that they're just.
Mean, they're really going to extreme lengths, I guess.
If I was an Apple user, I'd be like, wait a second, what's happening?
Well, you know what they could do, even though this wouldn't even work, and I'm sure this is what they do. They did this to us one year. They did this to us at Dragon Con a couple of years ago, because they showed the new episode of Doctor Who, like hours before it was supposed to air. Like the BBC let them show it. So they were like, you have to turn off your phones, blah, 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 blah. So they like checked us and made sure all of our phones were turned off, blah, blah, before they would even let us in. But you can't even like, you can't police the whole damn place, especially
No.
somewhere like Hall H. Somebody's going to get it. Somebody's going to get the footage.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, those people are really, if they're willing to risk that, I mean, they're risking a lifelong ban from the convention and shit like that. And I'm sure they could get prosecuted. They could just have them all sign NDAs.
Yeah.
Just hand them out as they walk through the door. I'd be like, sign this or you can't come in. You waited in line for 25 hours for no damn reason.
It doesn't really work, but yeah.
Doesn't really work, but they could sue them.
So what Disney actually does, if they're a little D23, they actually collect, I can't remember if they collect cell phones or they just have you put it in a bag. Like, they have you seal it. Like, they have like special bags there. They have you seal it up. Like, you have to put your phone in there and you can't come in until
You
you
should
get your
make them put
phone
it
in
in
and
really
seal it
loud
up.
bags. So, like, if they have to open the bag, it's all like crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
Yeah, but I guess the Disney has a benefit. Their conference is a little bit smaller, so they can do that. I can't remember if they put it in a bag and they just give it back to you. You are unable to record from the bag, or if they actually log it.
Need
It's
like a
one or the
phone.
other.
They need like a phone valet.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're going for. Like, it's you don't want people to see like this potentially unfinished footage and judge
Yeah.
it. But let's be honest, the only people going on YouTube to look at these shaky, dark videos are like, the large fans. Like the same people that looked at that video of the Batman vs Superman leak are the same people that went to go see that movie regardless of the reviews it got.
People are gonna go see it anyway.
Yeah, we're the people looking at this stuff on YouTube are going to go see this stuff regardless.
You mean like us?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. You're the same person that you probably saw that video on YouTube. When you saw the movie and you saw how terrible it was, you immediately texted me and said, "Hey, I need you to go see Batman versus Superman."
Actually, I didn't watch the Batman versus Superman stuff because I didn't care.
Oh, okay.
But I
Yeah.
remember people freaking out because they showed that footage of Thor: The Dark World where Loki cuts his hand off, and they didn't show any like anything else. And like the whole internet was going insane. I did watch that scene with a shaky cam, and I was like,
Oh
"It's fine. He's just kidding. It's fine." Turns out I was right.
yeah. Yeah. And then the year Guardians of the Galaxy came out, they actually
Oh, I
the way
remember.
they filmed the movie, they filmed a, they basically they filmed the trailer first. Like okay, they knew San Diego Comic Con was coming up. They're like, we need to make have a trailer ready, so they shot those scenes first so they could start working on the trailer. And I mean, it looked good.
Do you remember the first time you saw that trailer with the music?
No.
It was amazing. It was like one of those sunshine through the clouds
Was it
moments.
life changing?
It really, I was so sold on that movie. Because, like, at first, when I first heard about it, I was like, I don't know. And then, like, I saw the trailer, I was like, get me a ticket, like, right now. I can't wait to see this. I knew I loved that movie, like, 10 seconds in. It's one of the best movies Marvel's ever made.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah.
They keep making more, and he kind of keeps having to fight for his place.
I would still consider it in a top three.
Agreed. Speaking of best movies, so since the year's halfway over,
Yeah,
what is
buddy.
your favorite movie so far?
My favorite movie of 2016 so far
Yes.
is Civil War.
Civil War.
Of course it is. I have a second choice, but I
Is
don't
it
think I
Civil
have
War
one.
all the way, or is it kind of like Civil War and then.
No, it's Civil War all the way.
Okay.
Nothing has made me as excited as Civil War has made me this year.
That's good.
Nothing. Nothing. I wish something would, because I'm kind of like bummed in between Civil War and Doctor Strange. I'm just kind of like floating out here. I'm like, what are we gonna go see? I don't know. Let's go see Suicide Squad because it's gonna be garbage. But
Ghostbusters is coming out.
yeah, I'm not that interested.
Jason Bourne kind of looks
I'm
cool.
not that interested.
Star Trek Beyond.
I kind of lost my boner for it.
What made you lose your boner for
I
it?
don't know. I maybe the trailers
Okay.
with the filter that you say is not filter.
It's not Filter.
I'm gonna have to look that up. I keep
The
meaning to.
Infiltrator with Bryan Cranston? I don't know what it's about, but I do like Bryan Cranston, so I'm kind of like, I'll just go see it anyway.
No.
You're
Keep naming movies.
really bad. You just don't like anything.
That's not true.
That's true.
I loved the Jungle Book.
That's okay.
It was
Rogue
okay.
One.
Rogue One's not out yet. How am I supposed to know? I do not think I will like Rogue One more than
No,
the
that you're
Jungle
looking
Book.
forward to. None of these movies are
I
out
am looking
yet.
forward to it. But Doctor Strange comes up before Rogue One.
Yeah. What else? I don't really see anything else.
Doctor Strange comes out for my birthday.
Yeah. On what?
Marvel loves me. It comes out for my birthday.
Does it?
It comes out right before my birthday.
I
I
didn't
consider
know
it
that.
my gift.
Yeah. From both of us.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's from Marvel and myself.
You had nothing to do with that movie.
What?
Hey, what Infinity Stone do you think is going to be in that movie? Gem.
Don't know.
Stone? Gem?
Who
Either?
knows? No.
I bet it's going to be the time.
Probably not.
What are you talking about? Doctor Strange? Yeah, it's going to be time.
Why would you
Thanos is
say time?
very bad at finding Infinity Stones.
He's super bad at it.
Really? I mean, he had one. Let it go. Gave it to Loki. Lost it. Now it's like sitting on Vision's head. I don't think he's ever getting that back.
I think he will get it back.
Think? I don't know.
Yeah.
He's pretty bad at it. No.
Until he gets serious. Then you see the last movie where he's like, I'll do it myself.
I do. Hey, I need you to do me a favor.
What? Buy you a gauntlet?
And
I'm not gonna
well,
do that.
I need you to Photoshop my face onto Thanos' body
Maybe.
sitting in the chair.
Okay. Am I also making it purple?
Oh my God, could you?
No.
Oh, if you just put my face like
I
smiling
could, but.
stupidly, that would be amazing.
Yeah. All right. I
But
would say my favorite movie is BVS. I'm kidding.
I hate you so
It's probably
much.
it's Captain America, but Deadpool's really close.
Yeah. Oh my God, did that come out this year?
Yeah. Deadpool's probably one of the more entertaining movies. It's at least, I don't know. I think I was more entertained with Deadpool than I was Civil War.
I don't know what to say because
I
I
feel like
forgot.
Civil War did more for me, but Deadpool was just so damn entertaining.
Deadpool is a fantastic movie because it is everything that you want it to be, but everything that you weren't expecting it to be, I guess.
That's fair.
It's just such a delightful, fun movie, and it's got a lot of heart to it. I mean, he really just makes you love that character. If you don't already love Deadpool, there is something seriously wrong with you. You really
Yeah.
check yourself. But I mean, Ryan Reynolds just totally sells it. I mean, the whole cast is great.
So is
Even
Captain America still a runaway choice for number one,
yeah, it
or
is because
okay.
I
Runaway? Is Deadpool even close?
no.
Oh.
It's gonna be hard for anything to catch Civil War because Civil War is a I'm gonna say life-changing superhero movie. It really is. I mean, if Avengers is a game changer, then Civil War is the life-changing experience because it proves that superhero movies can be more than just superhero movies.
Sure.
If Winter Soldier didn't already prove that to you,
Yeah, I'd say we already knew that, but yeah, you're right.
we knew that. But there are people out there who went to see Civil War who never saw Winter Soldier.
I
So,
do hear a few complaints like that. Like, oh, it seems kind of. They are kind of getting to a point now where they have a lot of backstory.
I don't care. These people need to learn to do their research. They have to earn
The longer
it.
it goes, the more research people have to do. It's like Game of Thrones, right? You try to get someone to Game of Thrones now,
60 episodes is nothing.
60 hours.
I don't care.
If you have a kid or something, 6 hours is a lot of time.
Well, you'll be up all night feeding it. Watch Game of Thrones. It's fine. Unless you don't want to expose your child to that kind of violence and gore.
Unless they're past the feeding stage where it's like, oh, I have to run 20 errands with them kind of stage.
Well, what age can you not let them watch it? I mean,
I'm just saying, 60 hours, a lot of people, is
don't think 60
daunting.
hours is. I think that is a very easy show to get through very quickly. I'm also talking from experience that I watched an 11 season show in like a ridiculous amount
Yeah.
of time.
So we both agree you're not the average person.
Oh, that's true. I guess most people don't obsess about stuff endlessly.
I'm glad we're on the
But
same page.
the thing about Marvel movies is like, why haven't they been doing like why haven't they caught up before they saw
Superhero
Avengers?
movies are for kids, Jessica.
Ugh.
What? That's what they're thinking.
Just made my whole body clench up in anger.
Well, that's what a lot of people think. What are your top
Who
three
thinks
Marvel
that?
movies?
My top three Marvel movies?
Yeah. Lay it on me. Number three.
Thor. Oh, okay. Number three is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Number two.
Winter Soldier.
Number one.
Civil War.
Holy fuck. Holy shit. This is the first time in a long time we've actually agreed on something.
Are yours exactly the same?
It's exactly the same.
They're all masterpieces. Winter
And
Soldier is a game changer
every
in.
time I watch Guardians of the Galaxy, I want to put it higher. I'm like,
It's so good. I mean,
yeah.
it's got that. It's so entertaining,
But
and the
then I watch
characters.
Winter Soldier. I'm like,
Winter Soldier. They're kind of different movies.
yeah. With
But
those three, whichever one I'm watching is my favorite. That's kind of how it is. Like, if I'm watching Winter Soldier, it's my favorite.
they're all game changers
They are.
in a superhero movie. They really are, especially like something like Winter Soldier, because even though you have superheroes in it is not. It's not a superhero movie. It's more like a, oh God, more like a detective and crime and espionage, like that kind of movie. I mean, you got Cap, barreling through doors and shit, which is great. Everybody
Kicking
loves
people
that.
through windows,
That's true.
into
God, that
walls.
makes me so happy. I love the way Cap fights. I love it. It makes me so joyful.
They actually talked about that when the Russo brothers. They're like, how do we make these fights feel more visceral?
They nailed it.
Yeah, they did.
Because he is like For somebody
I like that
that,
as a conversation. I was like, I like that that's something that they thought about.
yeah, why wouldn't you think it? Because like he is like he's very, as good of a fighter as he is, he's kind of reckless with his fighting, especially to other people around him. Because
Yeah.
he's just kicking people over rails and stuff, and it's pretty
Yeah.
great. I mean, he's just barreling through doors and walls with his shield, and I mean, plunging out of planes without a parachute. And I just love it. I love that shit. That makes me, because he can't fly. He's Captain America, guys. And he
Yet.
sure as hell can just dive bomb onto a ship and
He can.
punch and kick the shit out of people. But yeah, those three Marvel movies are freaking phenomenal. And the rewatch value on them is so high. Like,
Amazing.
amazing. You can watch those movies every month for a year and you would not be bored with them. You'd still enjoy them. I stand by it. I mean, I just watched Winter Soldier and Guardians of the Galaxy just the other night, so I'm pretty
Good for
proud of
them.
us, buddy.
That we have the same choices.
I actually am. That actually does bring me a lot of joy.
And I'm gonna give you the opportunity now. I'm gonna start a new sketch called That's Just Our Friendship. In this sketch, I will talk about something I'm very excited about, and then Jessica will just be like, "What? Eh? Meh, whatever.
What
Sounds
happened?
stupid. I hate that. You're stupid for liking that." And that's basically gonna be the
Said you were
segment.
stupid for liking
You
something. I
never
am not
said
that
it,
kind of
but
person.
you're not, so that's true.
What are you gonna do if
You
I'm
like
upset
it?
about it? Yeah.
Cry tears of joy. Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so
Excited about
the Russo brothers, who we were just talking about directing our number one and number two Marvel movies, are bringing The Warriors to television.
who are the Warriors? Is this like from okay, explain it to me.
Who are the Warriors? Did you ever
Wait.
see that movie? It's a movie. Warriors, come out and play!
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
1979. It's about a New York street gang and like all the gang, like they're fighting other gangs and all the gangs like they have themes. Like there's a female gang, they're like lesbians, there's another gang, they're like kung fu fighters. There's a lot of racial stereotypes in their
Oh,
gangs.
good. It's only gonna be fun.
I think about it. There's one group that have like face paint, like their faces are all
Dress.
painted. I think they're just like baseball players. It's a great, I love that movie so much. It's such a good movie,
So
but
you're excited about this.
yeah, I'm very, not only that, but it's being they're, I don't think they're gonna be doing the TV, I don't think they'll be the showrunners of the show, but they're like producing it, so they'll be doing like the first episode.
Is this going to be like a J.J. Abrams and Lost kind of thing?
Where it just goes off the rails and they lose focus. I hope
Whatever.
not.
But I was going to say, like, how they're not actually that involved.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem with a lot of his shows, right? Like that first, I feel like that first season he has a strong hand, and he just kind of steps away, and it just kind of starts falling apart.
You talking about
Alias, well, particularly Alias, and
Lost? I never saw Alias.
what's the other show he did?
Lost.
Okay, and well, so why did I talk to you?
I don't know.
So you're not excited about this at all, huh?
No.
Is it something you would
Where is it?
watch?
What's it gonna be on?
So he's working with Paramount, but it also said Hulu. So I don't know if it's like for Paramount Television. Do they even have a TV, or are they just with Hulu?
I'd assume it's just Hulu. Well, Hulu's doing original programming now, so it
Yeah.
very well could just be Hulu.
I hope not. If you're doing original programming, why don't you get hooked up with Amazon or Netflix?
Well, Hulu's, they're supposed to have a really good show called The Path, so
I haven't seen that one.
with Jesse from Breaking
From
Bad.
Breaking Bad, oh.
Jesse. That's my
I do
impression of
Carl.
him. Did you like that? Coral. Coral.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I know. I like my Carl impression.
But
I need to.
yeah, I'm excited about that. I mean, I don't know, the last few things they've done, I'm kind of like, all right, it's. I mean, they have a pretty good track record.
For movies.
Yeah, for storytelling, Jessica.
All
They have a good track record for
You got
storytelling.
very defensive. Just there
Oh,
you
I
go.
don't like your attitude.
Yeah. I don't know.
For TV show, they did a rest. They run. They did some work for Arrested Development. Carpoolers. I love that show. I mean, you know, it's one of those shows. I think it had like 12 episodes. The first five were really good, and then it just kind of stopped being funny. But comedy's hard. I get it. They work for Community. And I can't remember what else they did.
Well, you got the reaction out of me that you wanted.
Mean, it's not the reaction I wanted. It just happens to be the reaction I got. I wanted you to be happy for me.
I am happy for you that you're excited.
Okay. I
I
want you to be
just,
excited with me. I want to share my excitement with you.
well, then why don't you actually find things that I would be excited about?
Because I just hope you'll be excited for my stuff I like.
I
Without me
do get
thinking
excited
about
about
it.
stuff that
I
you
want one day I would be like, oh, this is a thing. Like, oh yeah, I heard about that. I'm really excited about that too.
Yeah, one day that has happened before. You know that, right? That's happened to us plenty of times.
Yeah, I know. But these are the ones that stick out.
I mean, did you not call me the instant you got out of Avengers the first time you watched it? And we
Did
talked about it while I was in Old Navy and we were both freaking out.
I?
Yeah, that's
I
exactly what
remember that.
happened. Swear to God. Anyway, what's your next one?
What's my next what?
Don't you have another one?
No, that was it.
Oh, I
I
thought
didn't
you.
have enough. I didn't have the heart for two heartbreaks.
You're like, I don't want to have my heart broken 18 times tonight. 18 must be the number that I go to in my brain.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. Well, I am very sorry that I'm not excited about your Warriors TV show that's probably going to be on Hulu.
It's cool, Jessica. I don't have Hulu,
Listen,
so I can't even watch it.
well, then I can watch it and I can tell you if it's good or not.
Just give me your Hulu password. Oh, wait. Never
That's lame.
mind. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not going to tell you that.
They'll send us a federal rape you in the ass jail.
For a stolen Hulu password? Won't they send you to jail?
I don't really know how
See?
that works, really.
We should probably look into that.
It's all very
We should
unclear.
probably get the details of that just in
Yeah.
case. I mean, just in
Like,
case.
wait, so which one of us will go to jail? See, that's the other thing,
Both
right?
of us probably.
I feel like I give it to you to use, and this shouldn't be a crime.
I would like to pretend that Orange is the New Black has prepared me for woman jail, but I
Okay.
don't think that's accurate.
Feel like for me anyway, even best case scenario, jail's gonna be pretty terrible.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure jail is terrible, period.
Yeah.
Not
Even if it's not
something.
as bad as Oz, it's still gonna be pretty awful.
I don't know. You're telling me how terrible it was.
Oz?
Yeah.
Yeah, that show is brutal.
Well, it's
What's his name is
prison.
in it?
Morgan.
Who?
Morgan from Walking Dead. What's that guy's name?
No, he's playing Commissioner Gordon. He was
J.K. Simmons?
yeah, J.K. Simmons is in it.
The buff Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, he's buff in that show too. He's not play a good guy.
Is he?
He was the leader of the, I think he was the leader of the Aryan Nation in that show.
Oh, God, that hurts me.
Yeah, and the guy from Law and Order, Stabler, he was in it too.
Is Law and Order the show with the dun-dun?
Yeah, but there's like seven of them, so you won't remember which one it
I
is.
swear. America, you need to get it creative with your TV shows, okay?
Hey, I'm in
Work on
Canada.
it.
Don't talk to me.
Canada does it too?
No, I said I'm in Canada. I'm in
That's right.
Canada, eh?
18 states away.
I'm sorry about your bad TV
God, your
shows.
accent is garbage.
Yeah, since I'm from Canada, eh?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Did you know that there's a character on Supernatural? She's from Minnesota.
Did not.
Her name
Was that
is
season
Dawn.
10?
She's in season 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
They've all blurred together.
I still don't have the heart to move past the final episode.
So upset with you.
It's so good.
Well, that's okay, because when we get to our special game, which I need to finish.
Yeah, you do.
I need to finish. You're gonna have to watch an episode that's
That's fine. I mean, I
later.
want to go back and watch it, but it's just, I mean, honestly, that last episode was just so good.
I mean, Swan Song is brilliant.
Swan Song is fucking
I
brilliant.
understand. I do. I understand.
I need
But
to watch it
there's.
again, actually. Should that be on my list? Now I don't know.
It should be on your list. If it's not on your list, it should be. Because it's phenomenal TV.
It
I
is.
mean, it's a perfect combination of everything. It really is. Cass with his little ass butt. Tim
Okay.
Molotov. I
Was
just
that it for the show today,
love
Jessica?
him. I guess. Since you won't let me talk about Swan Song anymore, you ass hat.
You're talking about Cass and his butt.
I said his ass butt. That's what
This
he
is
says.
okay.
Do I have to send you a gif?
Yes, please. Preferably sleeping.
Okay. Wow, you just really asked for it. I just really stepped in it. I turned my phone off.
I'm I was always in it.
I was missing
born in it.
all the gifts now.
Okay.
Anyway, people, if you want to reach us on the internets or the social medias, you can reach us at JNRGeekoutPod on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Please tweet at us.
Oh, your friend Joe tweeted us.
Joe tweeted us, which we were excited to hear from him, with his favorite bromance, which he had a good one.
Yeah, what was
he had Bruce Campbell and
Sam Raimi.
And then our friend Amber tweeted at us again today, saying how much she liked the podcast.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I was like, this is awesome. So guys, send us stuff. Send us. Amber. We did have a game today, huh?
So speaking of bromances, I just found out that William Shatner didn't go to Leonard Nimoy's funeral, and it kind of ruined it for me. I was like,
buddy, that hurts.
I know. I was like, I know there are actors on the TV show. Like, it just kind of killed the bromance for me.
Well, I have to. I think they all like get along, but I know that's not necessarily
it's
true.
It's not true, but still.
I know. It's kind of a bummer. I mean, you think he would, though, right? That's kind of a bummer. I mean, the guy's dead. I mean,
I'm sorry to end the show on a down end.
So yeah, hit us up on the social media. If you want to email us, you can do so at jessandrashadgeekouts@gmail.com. We also have a website now. We're kind of legit. And there's show notes. I think you've even posted. There's like links to how you can get the podcast.
Yep, there's a direct download link.
Direct download, guys! We are seriously moving on up. But I'm pretty sure it's jnrgeekoutpod.libsyn.com. Go to it. Download the podcast. Send this. You can even tweet and stuff from it, so do it. If you hit the tweet button, it will tweet our link in your Twitter.
That's true.
So do it. We would love it. We would love you forever. And Rashad will send you $5. He keeps saying he won't, but it's not true.
Yeah, ignore me.
He's a giver. He will give you $5.
Sure. You know what? Yeah, I'll send you $5.
See? I like where this is going. So, guys, thank you for coming today. We appreciate you listening to the podcast.
Yep. Have a nice day, everybody.
Bye, guys.